give a surprise to one of our team members.
I'm scared.
Are you?
I have. I am. I mean, I've got butterflies in my stomach. I don't know why.
The surprise might not be for you,
Tina. I know it might not be, but just assume the worst.
Because it might be for you, Dominic.
Is it? Is it, though?
But equally, could be you, Dave.
I realise that.
If I need to get changed into my gym kit, you need to let me know soon.
Right. That could be a red herring. Equally, it might be real. Because the surprise is for you, Tina.
Right.
And you, Dominic. And you, Dave.
Is it?
Would everyone like to have a look at the blind there?
No.
Okay, it's time to lift up the blind and find out who is behind the blind.
Roz.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, it's the big man with the table.
It's Steve and his table of pain. Hello, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
But I feel fine. There's nothing wrong with my legs.
Now, Steve and I, Steve came around my house yesterday to work on my leg. How was that yesterday?
Interesting.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? But what Steve did say I have a very strong right leg.
Oh, really?
Very strong.
Very strong.
Oh, actually pulled me off the table.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Thank goodness it was. Anyway, so,
yeah.
Steve, as you can see, is leaning on his folded-up table of pain.
But I haven't done anything bad.
Well, that's for Steve to decide, and also for us to enjoy listening to. So, Steve is going to bring his table in here. You guys are going to get ready into your gym kits, and then jobs are good.
You don't need trainers, just your shorts.
Yeah. So basically what he's going to do is just going to have a little feel around your legs.
Right.
Now, Tina, if you want to take an advice on this, you look at Dominic, because last time Steve was in with his table of pain, Dominic said, and I quote, "I have a very high pain threshold."
Until that point, I'd never been hurt by a grown man in that way, so my pain threshold, I thought, was pretty high. I have one of the lowest pain thresholds of any human on the planet.
Yes, you do.
You have the pain threshold of a kitten.
Yeah.
So, Tina and Dominic and Dave, first of all, you're all happy with this, aren't you? Yes, brilliant. Meeting Steve and his table of pain,
Chris,
and his big, fat, lethal sausage fingers.
Don't make him hurt us again.
What?
Don't make him hurt us.
Well, you know,
please don't.
It won't hurt you.
Right. It's kind just, of hurt. What kind of hurt?
Well, it's just there's certain points on your
Tina,
body.
Tina, he put a knuckle into my bottom last time.
Mm. Right.
All right.
That's, it doesn't hurt.
But yeah, it doesn't,
then why do you all scream when he does
it? Because it tickles and it's a nervous reaction. Is that right, Steve?
Very much so.
Very much. Very much so.
Very
much so. Shut your face, woman. Get on my table.
He's very nice, but he has hands of pain.
Yeah, he does.
And by the way, if you look at the screen, if you can't see his actual face to the window, see the massive smile on his face?
Oh, yeah.
I did have a conversation with him yesterday saying, there is something a little bit wrong with you, because he genuinely does enjoy it, I think.
Also, with that microphone...
Would you consider yourself a sadist?
Potentially, yes.
Brilliant, there you go.
With that microphone headset, he looks like he's going to take our order at some
Yeah,
drive-thru.
Can I go extra large?
Yeah, would you like to maximise your pain?
Have you ever thought about double glazing, sir? Mm. All right, so there you go. So it's Steve and his table of pain.
Steve, I've only got tracksuit bottoms. Is this all right, or does this mean I can't play? Okay, I won't play. Bye-bye.
Me too.
I think you're fine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sarah in Starbridge is texting, saying, yes, 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 I love the table of pain.
Yeah, because you're not doing it.
Sorry. No, Sarah's not doing it.
Is this good radio?
I can't do it either, by the way.
Why can't you do it?
Yes, exactly. Why?
Because Steve has given me the medical letter saying that I can't. My leg will fall off.
Is this true, Steve?
It is, I'm afraid.
How is it?
Do you know what? I too can't do it because I need to go and move your car.
It's fine, don't worry about it.
I thought it was going to get clamped.
You can
go
first.
It's not till 8:30.
Cricket on. I need to update the cricket scores.
Don't worry about that. The cricket can wait because Steve's table of pain knows no time, knows no limits, and knows no information about the importance of cricket life scores.
Which part of the body?
Which one would you like?
Do we get to choose?
Yeah.
No.
Thumb.
No. Probably. I would imagine legs.
Okay.
Bottom. Have you ever had an elbow on your bottom? Well,
no.
Today's your lucky day. Right, thanks, Steve. See you in a minute.
See you in a moment.
There you go.
Oh, brilliant. Nightmare.
Look at Dominic's face. Everyone's face is genuinely like, no.
I've just had an email. In all seriousness, I've just had an email. Rod's called an extraordinary general meeting.
Really?
And he wants it in four minutes.
But no one's going to be there, will they?
Well, it's me and Rod.
Right.
I'm happy to go first as an example, if you're all worried.
And by the way, I will do a little bit if you want.
Will you?
Yeah.
Will you?
I will just show you. But if you want, trust me, you don't want me to do this, but if you want, okay. Yes or no, Dom.
Well, will you say rude words in pain?
No. Right. Here's what I'll do. Right. I'll go on the table first.
Mm-hmm.
A bane of mine, Steve, worked on me yesterday. Isn't this right, Steve?
It certainly is.
Steve will literally, with one finger, just prod it into my leg 3 or 4 times. That's it. And you will watch me go.
Really?
Will go
okay,
off.
I feel bad. No, fine.
So I can either do that before you go on the table, but I don't know if that's going to make you feel better.
I think that would make you egg Steve on more, possibly.
The thing is that Rachel wonders whether we're scared, in so much as it's as if we don't know what's coming. But the thing is, I've experienced this pain before, so I'm not worried about it. I know how painful it'll be.
Yeah. We know.
You're 100% confident in how bad it's going to be.
Yeah, there's no unknown factor
in
this at all.
And here's the bonus. If Scott Mills gets here on time...
Yeah.
We can throw him on there as well, because he's doing a run, he's training a lot, isn't he?
Luckily, it's a pain that's over very quickly, but even so.
Mm. Right, so Steve and his big table of pain is coming to get you in 2 records time. Thank you, Steve.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Born ready.
So am I.
Weirdo. BBC Radio 1. Iluka Heights. Thanks. Switch the sat-nav off, will you? Jason Derulo and What You Say, it's 7:51 on Radio 1. Oh, this is such a great feeling. So, Dave, how are you feeling?
Apprehensive and not overly looking forward to the next 10-15 minutes.
Dominic?
Nervous.
Tina?
It's a new experience, I'm just going to...
Yeah, you're not bothered, are you?
Yeah,
which is why you look petrified, by the way. You're not fooling anybody. So, should we put some music on or not?
Yeah.
Or should we just do it without music?
Music.
What music should we have?
Some kind of tension.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Now,
that makes me scared anyway.
Steve's on the mic. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Shall I go first? Just pull that a little bit away, because you're breathing sounding like a mucky phone call.
Morning. Are you alright? I wanna rub myself in oil. Take all my clothes off in your conservatory. Oh, is this 4618? I've got the...
Rachel's written down the word entertainment. As in, this is just purely for entertainment reasons. But I think you obviously know that.
Mm.
This is just made... Well, basically, we're just going to hit pressure points. Here's the idea, you just find certain pressure points on Dominic's leg that'll make him go like that!
Yes.
Right.
It's worth saying that Steve isn't just a bully. You are kind of fully trained in this area, aren't you?
When you say he isn't just a bully, he isn't a bully.
Sorry, it's worth saying Steve isn't a bully. He's fully trained in this area.
In the area of hurting people for entertainment purposes. Yeah.
But you are, aren't you? You're a properly paid up
sports therapist.
Sports therapist, yeah.
Right, can I go first?
You certainly can.
Right, I'm going to go first.
I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
Can I go on my front?
Yeah, on your front.
Okay.
And just roll up trousers.
Can you roll it up? I'm lying on my front. Now, just be careful with my leg, because now, Steve... Oh, seriously, already, Steve, do you know what? I'm so badly tender.
From yesterday.
Yesterday, because Steve actually worked on me yesterday in my own home. And, oh, God, do you know what? Honestly, Steve, even there, it's so... Is it bruised yet?
It's not bruised, but it's, it's tightened up quite a lot.
I really want it to be bruised. Okay.
Did you do any of the exercises I told you?
Yeah, I did.
Are you lying?
No, I did the leg one.
Okay, cool.
I had to constantly keep doing it last night because...
Right, so
are you surprised at how no.
I've just put my hand on your leg.
No, I know, but you've got to remember you spent 45 minutes yesterday pummeling it.
But we had a nice chat as well.
Yeah, we kind of okay.
All
ready?
He's doing is got his hands on your calf.
No, I know. Oh, see that? What's that there around the front? See,
that's your anterior tibialis, which is that's what you thought you had shin splints.
Yeah,
that's not as painful anymore.
It's not as painful,
but that probably is.
Oh, yes, there you go. Yeah. Okay. All right, and that'll do. That's me done. Hooray! And I grade. Right, who's next?
Me.
Tina, you want to get it out of the way?
Yeah.
Tina, do you have any injuries? I need to know that.
Oh, loads.
Thank you. Right, so that was literally him touching like you would, you know.
Yeah.
Just very softly.
Yeah, yeah. With his soft sausage hands.
Tina, are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay, Tina, so what's going through your mind right now?
I'm just deep breathing, taking deep breaths.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm thinking of nice things.
Now, do you want us, Steve, to warn you before he does anything, I'll just do it. Do
no,
you want to know what?
Just do it.
Do you want to know what he's going to do?
No.
No? Okay.
Just.
You sure?
Do it.
Okay.
Okay, tell me.
Well, excuse me, my hand's going to go on your bottom.
Okay. No.
But by the way, that's not part of it, Tina.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is what, Steve?
Okay, that's not too... That's fine.
What are you doing, Steve?
So I'm just trying to find the trigger point at this moment in time on her right bossock.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All part of the service.
I might be able to handle this, actually.
You might, Tina.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Right. You might want to take a deep breath.
Okay.
Now, don't swear, Tina. Okay?
And breathe that.
Yeah, she might be able to handle this, Dave.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
I think, like Dominic, you must have a very high pain threshold.
We barely heard that.
Now, Tina, be honest. Was there a little bit of you that enjoyed that?
No.
Do you want me to do it again?
No.
Okay. do you think you're done?
But I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not gonna. He's not gonna hurt you, so you can't walk. He's not gonna break your legs.
I know. I know.
Steve, just as a social experiment, with the left. Buttock make the same noise as the right one.
Yeah, we need to even it up. Or...
Yeah,
shall we find out?
Otherwise, she's me walking with a limp.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
All right, let's find out then. Let's go from the right buttock to the left buttock. Ooh. You are there, Tina?
Ooh, yeah, fine.
You might be able to handle this,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Tina. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
Here it goes, on the breath out, Dom.
Breathe out.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
How's that, Tina?
Yeah, it's fun.
See, Tina's only got a little bottom. You imagine what he does on mine. Oh, my God, his elbow disappeared for 20 minutes yesterday.
By the time he's finished, it's time to start again.
Oh, it's
like the fourth road bridge.
Is that good for my bum, what you just did?
Actually, very good.
Yeah.
Surprising. Okay. I think Dom might be a little bit tighter.
Yeah,
okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, he's a lot tighter in the bottom department. All right, well done, Tina.
Thanks.
You can relax. Mm. You enjoyed that experience?
Yeah.
Liar.
Dominic?
Yeah.
You're next.
Come on, then.
Come on, Mr. High Pain Threshold.
Now, Dominic said last time on the show, I've got quite a high pain threshold, you know. But we don't think he does. In fact, we found out that he doesn't. Okay.
He's tensed his backside up already.
Right.
So, Dominic, what's going through your mind?
I am deeply uncomfortable.
You're what?
But I'm enjoying myself.
What's he doing to you? Describe what's going on.
He is prodding bits of my bottom.
Yeah, he's trying to find the point. That's what he's doing.
There we go.
Right.
Okay, now, while he's doing that, I want you to talk to me about the weather. That's
okay.
All right. Give you a little script there.
Try and relax a little bit.
Okay, it's hard, Steve, when you're doing that. Right.
Do you know what, Dom?
I'm relaxed.
Steve, don't do it yet, but okay. Dom, just breathe in.
It's going to hurt.
And then breathe out and just let your body kind
of... But don't do it, Steve.
No, no, but don't do it. Breathe in and breathe out.
Okay.
And then breathe out. Right. That sounds like the most nervy breath I've ever heard.
I'm scared for you.
It does help. If you just relax your body, it doesn't make it easy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you want the weather?
Are you ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
All right.
Steve's been ready. Right, okay. You ready?
Breathe in, Dom. Dominic, breathe in. Now, tell us the weather.
And the weather. It's going to be cold and frosty.
Stop. You say stop already.
I'm a journalist, get me out of here.
You say stop. You're such a girl.
Don't really sore.
You're such a chicken.
Do you know what? Now I know what it is. Let's go again.
Okay,
come
all
on,
right,
let's do it.
Right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we
cold.
Go.
Cold.
Breathe in,
frosty.
Dominic. Breathe in, Dom.
Ooh.
And away you go with the weather.
Frosty but bright for people in the southern Alps.
Jimmy pushes him off. Don't actually push his team off.
Do you know what may have happened?
What?
I may have just done a little bottom burp there.
Jimmy, did you drop...
Oh, I did, sorry.
Did you just fart in Big Steve's face?
I did,
you dirty
sorry.
Pig.
Oh. Oh, you're doing the left one?
Well, you got to do the other side.
Got to even up.
Breathe in.
Mainly dry. Did everyone get in the southern half of England that it was going to be frosty?
No, right. do the weather.
Frosty in the southern half of England. Elsewhere, mainly cloudy with patches of rain. Spreading south! Stop!
Say stop again! What was that?
Dada! Did you say dada? I want my daddy!
Oh my goodness, you've literally tears to my eyes, Steve.
You're such a girl.
I'm
you
not,
really
I just
are.
Have a very sensitive bottom.
Oh, by the way, great news, Scott Mills has arrived.
Oh, right.
Right on cue.
Can I go now?
Yeah, you can go now. You great big girl.
Look at that, perfectly wrapped in time for the 8 o'clock news.
Oh. No, Dave, we've got you to do.
Yeah, but we're going to run late, and timings Dave, are important.
On the table, please, Dave. Comedy Dave has now got to go on the table of pain. Be under the hands and sausage fingers of Steve, who enjoys this way too much.
Ow.
What are you owing at?
It's just the apprehension of knowing what... I mean, pain doesn't normally bother me. Right. Pain's kind of my middle name. It's not really. It's Lloyd, but...
Okay, Dave?
Yeah.
Steve, when you're ready, just let me know.
He's actually the tightest of them all.
No. Really? Do you know what? Can I just... Before you start, Steve, can I explain that that might have been... Don't tickle me, Rachel. What? That could have been to do with me cycling yesterday.
Well, then you need this, don't you?
Dave, did you stretch out yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Now, for how long?
Oh, for the whole of a record. In the studio.
When you got home, you didn't have a proper stretch.
No, I went for a kip.
Right, brilliant. Is that as good, Steve? If you do like 2 hours on a bike, instead of stretching, if you just have a kip, is that as good?
It's probably not the greatest when you're having a sports smash out the next morning.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. If I'd known, then I might have done some work.
All right, here we go then. Dave, you ready? Okay, now, tell him to breathe in, Steve, when you're ready, and then... I'm going to ask you a question, Dave. I'd like you to answer it for me. Are you ready, Steve?
Oh, I'm ready.
Hang on, when do I breathe in?
All right, Dave. Breathe in. Now, Dave, answer me. Who are Everton playing at the weekend and tell me what their chances are?
They're playing Hull on Sunday, and I think they've got a very good... Ah! Oh, no! Ah! Stop!
You did it as well! Tina never said stop, not
I
once.
Didn't.
Dominic stopped and Dave said stop.
You are such a girl.
Oh.
Because Steve knows that we're, you know, big muscly men and he's gonna do it harder.
Please.
I'd like to point out that I appreciate the entertainment value in this and that for that reason, radio wise, I'm enjoying this.
Right. Yeah.
Carry on.
Absolutely.
Oh, carry on. All right, so we should do the other side.
Well, yeah, and they're just to even up and then we're gonna be very late for news.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, breathe in. Now tell me, Dave, because you didn't actually answer the question, who are Everton playing and what are their chances? They're playing Hull.
Hull on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously they need to get back to winning ways because that's important. And well, Europe seems to be out of our grasp at the moment.
Yeah. Are you all right, Dave?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. I'm really enjoying myself.
Try
yes. Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank you. This is great. Ow! Stop now.
Well done.
Now, can I just try an experiment, Dave?
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
Could you just hold his legs down for me, Steve?
Whoa. You're not a trained sadist.
Like, further up, can you just kind of hold like that? Rach, can you just tickle Dave's feet? I want to know what is worse for him. Is it being tickled?
Oh.
Get off!
It's like a flapping fish.
Now, here's the great news. Who would like seconds?
Well, I don't want to hog this table, so I'm off.
Right.
Now, the problem is, because I can't do it, because I've got to read... I've got to do the news.
Right. Sport.
Tina, do you want to have a go?
I've got to do the sport.
Richard from York says, Dom should be put through this daily. Quality radio. Is it wrong to enjoy other people's pain, says Dave in Worcester?
Yes.
Because he's very much enjoying it.
Can we get the clip of Dave thanking Steve? I like that.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Do you know what, Dom?
What?
Because of that, get back on the table.
No, I've got to do the news.
Get back on the table. One more time. Come on.
Really?
I want to count you and see how long you can last.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, come on. That's what I like to see, Dom. Get on that table.
Don't do front.
What? Should we try and release your back as well?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's try and release his back. Scott, if you fancy a bit of this, by the way, Scott Mills, not a problem. Not a problem, Scott. You've been doing a lot of running, a lot of training. Yeah, you should really see. Should we get loosened up? Scott Mills would love it, Steve. He'd be really good.
Okay, Dom, I'm going to stand by your side.
What are you doing with the mic there, Dave?
I don't know.
Did you put it near Dom's mic, mouth? Back, not over his head.
Oh, no, you're going to crack something.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, now, everyone needs to stay very quiet.
My
listen,
dear.
Turn your radio up as loud as you can. Everyone just listen. Okay, you ready?
Right, nice deep breath in.
Here we go.
And breathe out.
Oh, Tina, did you hear it?
God. What was that?
That's horrible.
Do you hear it?
I am thoroughly enjoying it.
That was a crack.
This is entertainment.
He just broke his legs. Now, be honest.
Yeah.
Stand up. Yeah. Walk around a bit. How does that feel?
Absolutely fine.
No, seriously, though. No.
Seriously.
Don't. You're slightly leaning. Is that blood?
What? Now.
Dom, you've left your arm on the table.
That was obviously fun. But what benefit has that done to me?
Release the ribcage from the spine, so it's just like clicking your knuckles.
No. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it allows the ribcage to move more freely.
There you go.
I'm happy you did this.
Do you not feel better, though? Seriously? You're shaking your head saying...
When you say better, no. No.
Dave?
Feel better.
Better?
Yeah.
No.
Tina?
My bottom feels different.
Right.
Than it did before.
Yeah. Because when before, it didn't have a man's elbow sticking
exactly.
in it. I feel better from my session with Steve yesterday, yeah. I must admit.
Okay. Thanks, remember, Steve. This is entertainment and Steve is a qualified sports therapist.
Oh, shut up. Well done. Are sure nobody wants another go on the table? Because I could do that. The listeners are quite happy listening to this for ages.
Do you want me to do one more?
Dave, why didn't Steve make the back do that noise?
No, I'm not doing the back thing.
All right.
I do buttocks, but not back.
No.
And that's the first time I've ever said that.
What? I think we should wrap it up. Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Steve, by the way, is available if you'd like to hurt your work colleagues. Just go to www. The man's a weirdo. Only joking.
/ imanidiot.com.
Yeah. Oh, nice one, Dave. Good luck next time you see Steve. I'm an idiot. All right, so there you go. Thank you very much. I love that. Dom, how are you feeling?
Do you know, it does feel a bit better, actually.
See, that was the point.
Steve, it does. I feel a bit looser.
That's good to hear.
Or more loose.
Simon said, oh, my God, I just heard that. I feel a bit queasy. James in Elgin says, the cracking was brilliant.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
It literally went...
Didn't it?
That sounded bad, says Kieran in Bath. I've never enjoyed my drive to work so much, says Lynn in Aberdeen. Right, Scott Mills is in the Hizzy House. We shall speak after the news and sport and 2 records. Bye-bye. BBC Radio 1. You feel good, don't you?
Do you know, yes, I do.
See? You see, Dave? See what you're missing out on?
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills just said, he's just holding up a piece of paper saying...
I want to go.
Oh, OK. All right. Well, we could always do that. Look, Scott's now going, you're not sure.
Or does that say, I want to go?
Oh, yeah, that could be. Yeah. Right, let's go to the news support with Dom and Tina. 7 minutes past 8.
Arrests have been made in the...